This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi exceptional luxury performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Marius Filmalter is a professional golf instructor, also an inventor, and a research scientist. Now, Marius specializes in helping golfers with their putting. And you can find out more on his website, which is MariusGolf.com, M-A-R-I-U-S. Okay, MariusGolf.com. It is a pleasure to welcome Marius Filmalter to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hi, Marius.
John, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this. Let me start with this. How did you get started playing golf? How did that begin?
Well, I was at school, so, you know, that's part of growing up. You've got to play all sorts of sports. I played rugby, cricket, tennis, and then I was also introduced to the game of golf. And it was always fascinating to me. I could hit a tennis ball and I could hit a cricket ball. And how the heck can I not hit a ball that's lying stable, no movement? And why can I not hit it in the direction I wanted to?
Is that still... And you're not from the South, Marius. You're originally from where?
I was born in South Africa.
Is it still the case in South Africa? Is golf still something that kids play, that kids learn to play at a certain age?
Yes, very much so. You know, along with all the other sports, cricket and rugby and tennis, it's a very sports-orientated nation. So they pick up the game pretty early in their lives.
Why did you decide to make golf a career?
Well, I'm fascinated by the game. You know, it's something that is both mentally and physically very kind of intriguing. So, you know, you don't have to be the biggest guy to hit the ball far, and you don't have to be the cleverest guy to play the game. So I thought the combination there is actually pretty, as I say, intriguing.
You know, it's one of the things, Marius, as we talk about, quote unquote, growing the game and whether or not kids will learn the game as the years go by. To your point, I think that's one of the aspects of the game that I would be terribly sorry for kids not to learn. And that's going out and challenging yourself and playing against yourself and seeing if you can do better. You don't really hear that a lot when we talk about, quote unquote, growing the game. But I would hate to see that go away.
Absolutely. You know, it's you against the golf course with a golf ball and see what you can do. So you, for instance, the top golfers in the world, they definitely are mentally very strong. And nowadays, you know, they're also physically strong. So it's a combination of two things. But then there's also the self-discipline and the rules of the game. I think that is all very important for any kid to grow up with.
How did you come to focus on putting?
Well, one of my best friends, he developed the yips. So that was a very intriguing thing for me. I then went to the University of in Munich, Germany, and I met a professor there, Professor Alan Puppel, and I discussed it with him that I see this thing that they call a yip in putting. And at first they thought I was joking. And after a while, they could see it in certain golfers. So I developed an eye for it. I could see, you know, if a guy's got the yips or not. And then we decided to start researching this. As a result of that, you know, we started researching and we didn't get anywhere. So the professor said to me, well, you got to measure it. You got to invent a device that can measure the yip, because if we can quantify it, we can treat it. And that's how the SAM PodLab came about.
Mm-hmm. We're talking, by the way, with Marius Filmalter here on the Augusta Golf Show. The yips, Marius, more physical or mental?
Well, obviously, you know, everything starts in the brain. So it's definitely a mental thing, but it's not mental in the sense that you get nervous and therefore you get the yips. I think the yips is very similar to stuttering. You find that people that sing, even if they stutter,
right,
when they sing, they don't stutter. And, you know, in certain circumstances, even if you are a heavy stutterer, you could actually reduce your stuttering. So it's kind of the same thing. Nerves do play a role, but it's a mental thing.
When you see someone, Marius, can you immediately tell? How do you tell the difference between someone who's just a bad putter and someone with the yips?
Well, the yips is definitely a sort of a hiccup right at impact.
Hmm.
So we've measured it starts roughly about 80 milliseconds before impact, and it could carry on even after impact. So a bad putter might not have the hiccup when he actually strikes the ball. He just doesn't know that he's not a good putter. But a yipper, they definitely know it. They feel it. They feel kind of a dead spot when they strike the ball. There's no energy. So there's a lot going on right through the impact area with people that yip.
Have you found, Marius, through dealing with players, does the recreational player think too much about putting?
I think most people are trying to make putting too precise.
Mm.
And the more precise you make things, the more sort of you can forgive yourself for not achieving it. I think that we should be a little bit more forgetful to ourselves if we don't make a putt, less pressure on the putt. And, you know, I think you still want to make a putt, and you don't necessarily have to make a perfect stroke to make a putt. In fact, I think a lot of putts go in making two mistakes. So you make one mistake and you offset it with another mistake. You might hit the ball with the wrong speed, but you hit it off-centered, and therefore it goes a null.
And then you unfortunately think you're a good putter. Marius, something I've always thought about, and I'm just curious to see if you agree with any of this. See if I can properly articulate this. The amount of time, when you play golf with the recreational golfer, the amount of time that a recreational golfer spends on trying to read a green, I wish they'd spend that much time on the speed of the putt and not so, and just casually think about the read. Most of us look at a putt and can kind of tell left or right, but I wish they'd spend more time on the speed. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that. I think that once you have your speed under control, it becomes a lot easier to read the greens, because once you can see the speed of the ball, then you can look at the line of the ball.
If someone comes to your website, which again is mariusgolf.com, what can they learn? What can someone get by coming to the website? What do you offer?
Well, you know, there's a couple of tips and, you know, some drills and exercises they can do. But I think the most important thing is we know that we only need to control two things on the golf course: the distance you hit the ball and the direction you hit the ball. So when you practice and when you take lessons and whatever, you have to get better at either of the two or both. And a lot of people are chasing a form and they want to have a perfect swing instead of thinking, hey, I got to improve the distance control, whether it's a 7-iron, a wedge, or a driver, or your putter. Focus on controlling the distance you hit the ball.
I'll let you go on this, Marius. If you had to, if you had to come to one thing that most recreational players do wrong with putting, got any? What might that be? Is there something universal that almost all of us are doing incorrectly on a regular basis?
I think there is the fear of letting go. Most people try and control the putter because they can. They try to not release the club. And as you know, a putter releases two ways. Any club releases two ways. It's a rotational release. In other words, the toe passes the heel of the club, and that happens, you know, sort of at impact and then thereafter. And then there's a vertical release where the club head goes past the butt end of the club. And I think most people are trying to control the putter by not releasing it. So the moment you give up on it and you say, okay, I'm just going to release the toe through the ball and I'm going to make sure the head goes past the handle, I think then you discover a total different way of putting.
He is Marius Filmalter. Again, the website is mariusgolf.com, and it's M-A-R-I-U-S. I mentioned to you off the air that I'd heard you do something on Sirius XM Radio, and I was fascinated by it. I'm glad you said yes to doing this, Marius, and we will do this again. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
John, thank you. My pleasure, and thank you very much.